Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. Welcome back, y'all, to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. You've been listening. We got myself and guest Mr. Moody up in the Happy Hour.
What up, fam? What up?
We about to get deep, but if y'all want to chime in on anything we previously said about our All-Star Weekend and what we about to get into, hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or you can leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219.
Absolutely.
All right. I was glad to have Moody on. A lot of these topics came up right after our show, the last one we did, and I'm like, man, Moody, come on. I know he's not sports heavy, but whenever it hits some social aspect, it's gonna be good. I know he got something to say,
and I really do it. And thank you for carrying me on the sports point. I mean, hey, look, sometimes a sports show is great with a sports genius such as yourself and a guy that drinks beer and talks his opinion like me. So it's a pretty good meshing. I got to get back on when Chris is here though, because I was trying to be that third wheel. So, by the way, folks, petition, hire Moody at thehappyhour.com. You motherfuckers get on there and sign up, man. Do it now.
Oh, yeah, please do, man. I knew when these came out, I was like, ooh, this shit is going to be great timing. So, yeah, Jonathan missed out. He'll have to catch up.
Yeah.
All right. First big topic, we had Michael Sam, Missouri defensive end, who decided that this year before entering the draft, he would come out and say that he is gay. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, when he first mentioned it, I was like, okay, hey, very brave of you. You know, nobody had really done that before going into NFL draft or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Hey, as long as you're comfortable with it and you okay with some of the stuff you might deal with it, then, hey, I mean, I ain't mad at you.
Right.
You know, I read some of the New York Times article and, you know, saw some of the stuff that his dad supposedly said and now has come back and said. I didn't really say that. But I'll let you go. What are your thoughts on Michael Sam coming out at this time?
First of all, and this is a funny thing because I'm looking at a picture of this guy. I don't know if this makes me a retard. I don't know if this makes me a fucked up individual or anything. But why is it that we can look at people's pictures, right?
Uh-huh.
And the last thing we see is gay. We're just looking at a guy's picture. But why is it when someone announces they're gay, Chris, and you look back at the same picture, you go, oh, man, I should have known he was gay, dude. Like, I don't know what kind of – am I bigoted? What the fuck is wrong with me, dude? But let me say this on a serious note. First of all, I don't congratulate people for coming out and saying that they're gay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not congratulating people for coming out and saying they're much of anything unless you're doing some, you're saying you're bettering yourself.
Right.
You know, you were in a dark place and you've decided to turn your life around. I can appreciate that from anyone. We need more of that. I have no congratulations for Michael Sam saying he's gay. If he's gay, he's gay.
Right.
He's a kick-ass linebacker. So if he's gay, he's gay. He can be gay and he can play pro ball because undoubtedly there are many more NFL, NBA, MLB, hockey, soccer, tennis, you name it. There are undoubtedly many more men that are gay that are playing pro sports. So entertainers, actors, you name it. So with that being said, the only problem that I have with anyone coming out and saying that they're gay, I have a problem with the instant celebrity and the adulation that is laid upon these people for simply stating their sexual preference. I have a serious problem with the how we are literally trying to tell young men in America that it is commendable to, I don't want to say to be gay, because I don't really think that's what the message is, but we have to realize that we are up against a different kind of machine. People walk around sleepwalking too much. We don't look at the things that are right in front of us oftentimes. There's an agenda. There's a super duper gay agenda being pushed, especially on young black males. Uh-huh. It's in the music. It's in any of the arts, from theater to motion picture. It is in sports. I don't think that it's okay to tell football players what toughness is a necessity. I don't think it's okay to tell them to get in touch with their feminine side, and it's okay to cry and do all this stuff. I don't think that it's okay. I just don't. Michael Sam, I'm going to congratulate him for being a outstanding linebacker. I don't think that he should be discriminated against. I don't think that it should affect his, he is in the draft. Is this correct?
Yeah, he's coming up in this 2014 draft right now.
Right. I don't think that it should affect his draft standing mm-hmm. at all. If he was outstanding when you thought he was straight, then God damn it, he is outstanding once you found out he was gay. With that being said, let's stop acting like locker rooms that are filled with testosterone, a bunch of horny women-loving men. Let's stop forcing on them that you are going to accept this and you might as well just deal with it, which is actually factual. But let's stop acting like they would be wrong to be uncomfortable. Let's stop acting like they would be wrong to not want to walk around without a towel on.
Right.
The problem with this gay agenda is that you want your freedom of choice. You want your freedom of speech, but you don't want me to have mine. What does that make you? It makes you a hypocrite. I don't think that he should be harassed or anything. But I'm not going to sit up here and say that any guy that doesn't want to walk around naked in front of him, just like a female news reporter would not want to go into a locker room full of men naked. Well, I'm sure they would, but it wouldn't be great for their careers.
Right.
Just like this, let's stop making the heterosexual mindset. Let's stop villainizing it. It's a natural reaction. If I find out somebody is gay, I don't walk around locker rooms naked as is, but it's a natural reaction to think different.
Yeah.
It's a natural reaction to carry yourself differently. It doesn't make me bad. It means that is my natural reaction. So props to him for being an outstanding linebacker, but the phone calls from the president, the tweets from the first lady, the fuck out of here. The fuck out of here.
It seems a little much just for the fact that, like you did say, like, you almost want to be like, I liked pussy. And the dude's like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, well, I like men ass. He's like, oh, okay. Well, you can't have mine, so that's it. Mm-hmm. A lot of things that it bothers guys in this whole fear, a lot of it is because we accept the fact, and a lot of us will acknowledge that, you know, we will take on the horn dog mentality, and that, like, every time any woman walks by, we catcalling, mm-hmm. we drooling, our eyes are bugged out, all of that. Mm-hmm. And we guys feel like, okay, well, if this is what a man does to somebody he's sexually attracted to, then I'm going to assume that a gay man would do the same thing.
Right.
And any type of man that come by his way, he just looking at his ass and like, oh, shit, I want to, you know, all of that. Mm-hmm. That's how it comes off. Like, oh, well, clearly he gonna be in the locker room lusting after everybody in here.
Right.
And, you know, probably I'm like, really? You got like, look, I like women too, and when I'm amongst a lot of them, I get my peak on, but every mm-hmm. woman in that space is not damn attractive. I'm
exactly.
not checking out everyone. I'm just like, oh, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People got discretion. Shit. Mm-hmm. I was more impressed with the guy's background.
Right.
Of coming, you know, coming from small town in Texas, having, you know, lost a couple siblings to violence. One disappeared. He hadn't seen him. I mean, that was more shocking than him coming out as gay.
Right.
I'm like, right. you've gone through all of this, having to be the first kid to go from your family to go to college and making sure you get into football so you don't get caught up in these games in the streets and end up like your siblings.
Mm-hmm.
That's more impressive to me. I'm like, wow. I mean, okay, that's the story. Like, hey, yes, I'm gay, but this is on top of everything else I've had to deal with, and I'm here, and I'm still trying to fucking win. I'm about, you know, trying to make myself a better person, then that's cool.
He should be applauded for that. He should be loudly applauded for that. So I agree with you.
Right. And then I know there's the comments with his dad, which I wanted to read the article after he said that he didn't say it. Well, he said, I'm old school. I'm a man and woman type of guy. He expressed discomfort at the idea of a gay female player, saying Deacon Jones would turn over in his grave, shit like that. And I know his father's come back and like, they misquoted me.
Right.
It's hard to take. I mean, we had, we were talking about this on, I was on Welcome to the Village with KJ.
I heard that. Big up, baby, bro.
What's going on, KJ? He was just here over the weekend. We had me, him, and KC just, you know, turned the mics on and was just going at it.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's like guys can be uncomfortable. I had a talk with some friends of mine. We were having a text conversation about it, and one of the things he brought up, and this brother happens to be down south, and he was like, oh, they killing us with all this news, you know, about black men being soft with, you know, Michael Samuel, of course, the Jonathan Martin, who we'll get into in a little bit. And you just like, you know, it's like, it ain't going to win. Like, you can't win when it comes to that. They just going to think niggas is either we thugs or we soft.
Right.
Ain't nowhere in between. The locker room, he has to know that. I'm pretty sure when he came out to his Missouri teammates a year ago, a lot of them were like, yeah, we already knew that. They're not telling you like, okay, well, once they found out and were like, it's official, we know how their day-to-day reaction to him was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if some guys are like, you know what, I'm just not comfortable showering around you, I'm pretty sure he's aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he seems like a smart enough guy to know, like, look, there's going to be some guys who are going to be uncomfortable. I think a lot of guys in there understand, and I think he's well aware of, you know, how people are going to view him. So I'm sure he's like, hey, they don't want to walk around me naked. I get that. They want to shower after I'm done showering. I get that too. You know, we ain't got to hang out afterwards. You know, I'm going to the gay club. You know, you can comment. I mean, they're going to joke, all of that stuff. And I think he seems to be strong enough to take that. Mm-hmm. It's just for me with all them guys, like, look, when we on the practice field or when we in the game situation, we teammates, and you leave all that shit in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm about most. Like, look, if he gets knocked down or whatever and you're not willing to pick him up, that ain't necessary.
Right.
We don't need all that bullshit, you know, but it's just like, hey, once the game's over, we cool, you my teammate. And then, you know, when game's over, like, I don't agree with you and I'm a little scared. I mean, that's okay. It's okay to be a little bit uncomfortable. You don't have to agree with it. And if those in the gay community who are like trying to really push it on there, that gets tiring. The comparisons to being black,
which is ridiculous.
Right. If you're saying more so is like, if you're equated to somewhat like a civil right, which, I mean, civil rights movement, now we just basically taking that on as just basically the black movement. If you're saying it's a right of, you know, being discriminated against and not standing up for that, yes, on that end, it would be similar. And that's pretty much where it stops, because you can basically hide the fact that you're gay.
Right.
For most people, you don't have to tell anybody. They can wonder. But, you know, unless you wanted a black person who's passing and you, they're not sure, you know, back then it was like, oh, you black, we don't like you.
Right. Right. I tell people all the time when we get it, because I know a lot of gay people. I live in Atlanta. So I'm cool with a lot of gay dudes. They don't bother me. We have a, look, I joke around with gay dudes. I'm very secure. I don't worry about all that nonsense.
Right, right.
But what we, let me tell you, I tell everybody, I say, you know what? If we're living in the Willie Lynch era, in the Jim Crow era, if we're living in that and a black man and a white man are walking up the street and the Klan comes up the street and they say, we hanging niggas and shooting gays. One of us is in serious trouble. One of us, it depends on your acting ability.
Mm-hmm.
Because a white gay male can say, well, man, goddamn, I see what you're saying there, boy. And the nigga's going to get hung from a tree. It ain't no way to get out of that skin. There's no disguise to put on that skin. I'm not a person that gets offended, but I do understand when people say that it is offensive. It is illogical. It is asinine for you to compare your struggle to that of like, oh, like black people win. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Those are two completely different things. Even in its in totality, as far as discrimination and what you go through. That nobody said gay people can't get an education.
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all? And see, that's what I say about, to me, not all gay, because I know a lot of gay people that feel like me. And see, that's one thing, Chris, that they never let it be known. There is a big, big, big segment of the gay population that feels just the way I do. They was like, look, man, you shouldn't be out here sleeping with two different sets of people just because you hiding. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
We can't say that. We can't compare our plight to slavery. There are gay people that say that. Why don't we ever hear anything about those people that feel that way? The extremist gay population, they are no different than PETA or the Tea Party. They're absolutely no different. It's our way or the highway. We will be as malicious and vicious as we choose, but you can't do the same to us. We're going to dish it, but we can't take it. And let me tell you something about all these sports announcers and all of these people that are doing the cosign. Y'all better stop keeping your heads in the clouds. Why are these guys cosigning? Y'all see what happened to Tim Hardaway, right?
Mm-hmm.
For speaking his mind, although he was just vicious with it.
Right.
And he probably needed to get smacked. He needed the shit smacked out of him. You know, you don't have to go, I hate faggot. You ain't got to do all that, dude.
Right.
When people do that, it kind of makes me think that there's something going on with them.
No, it does.
But you see what happened with none. I see through all of this. All of these, oh, well, I understand. You're doing it because you need a job. You're doing it because, unlike black folks, the gay people understand their purchasing power and they understand their influence in the world. And they will get together and shut you down. That is what all the co-signing is about. You're not going to say what you really want to say. That may cost you your sports casting job. That may cost you your job. So y'all cut it out. This young man is an outstanding athlete. He should go. Was he projected to go? What was he projected to do?
I've heard anywhere from late second round pick to toward the end of the draft. And I even heard some people say he may not be drafted at all.
Right, right.
I mean, he's not a automatic starter from what I've read and hearing people talk about him. But he sounds like he should be a good rotation player on the team. He should make a team for sure. Right. That's what it sounds like to me.
And hopefully he does. Hopefully he does. But I just think that we need to all wake up to the reality. When I work out in the gym, I go in the steam room, depending on my time. If I got places to be, Chris, quickly, I'll take a shower. Mm-hmm. There are gay dudes in my gym. I don't put a towel on because they're gay. I put a towel on because I don't walk around locker rooms naked. I played sports all my life and didn't do it then. And at 44 years old, I'm not going to do it now.
Right.
But I don't look over my shoulder at them to see if they looking at my penis.
Right.
You're looking at my dick, dude. If I turn around as a heterosexual male and you got your eye, I'm going to be like, what the fuck are you looking at, dude?
Right.
And you know what? Anybody that tells me I'm wrong for that reaction, then fuck you. Then fuck you for trying to reprogram who I am in the world. Well, Moody, what would you say if a woman was looking at it? I'd be like, well, hey, baby, you want to touch? You can touch it. You can look and touch it and feel it. That's because I'm a heterosexual male. You're not pushing your lifestyle on me. I'm not giving you no accolade. That's what I said with Jason Collins.
Yeah, I remember
when
that.
Jason Collins came out, Chris. My thing is, yo, I don't have the right to physically harm you. I don't have the right to talk you down in a hole, and you have the right to do whatever the hell you want to do, my brother. I ain't got no problem with that. But where is your community saying, hey, Chris, man, you know, we're a little upset that you got married and lived this double lifestyle. Brother, that's dangerous. Can you assure us that you were living this double lifestyle and not having unprotected sex? What about the unsuspecting woman that you were with? Where is the gay community when it comes to responsibility? Until they can show themselves to be responsible and fair-minded all across the board, then I got no respect for it. And I would say that about a heterosexual athlete that is out here making multiple babies of being accused of rape, as you guys will hear about in a second. Mm-hmm. I would get on his ass, Chris, just as hard as I get on a gay person's ass. No, I don't mean it like that.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So cut the bullshit out. You're not being celebrated over here because you're gay. Come out, get your ass on the field, play football. Y'all better not touch that boy because he's gay. If you bypass him in the draft because he's gay, shame on you. His money should not be different because he's gay. His access to things should not be different because he's gay. But he will not be celebrated for being gay. And I am not celebrating pushing the gay agenda on young black males as young as 3, 4, and 5 years old that can't even discern. I will not celebrate that. And I don't care who likes that.
Nah, man. So I love having it on the show, man, because you keep it honest.
Yeah, man.
And that's, I mean, yeah, you don't want it being pushed on the kid like that. It is like, okay, like I said, he's gay. All right. I am one of the people who makes a big deal like, oh, why did he should have just not said nothing. And it's like,
right.
I'm like, okay, well, maybe he just wanted to let y'all know ahead of time so you ain't wondering.
Right.
And people are like, well, is he? I don't know. And he's kind of like, look, I am, so do what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, if that's the reason he did it, so it's like, hey, you know who I am, fine. But it's like, okay, all right, cool. And
let's play football. See, what happens is if someone comes into your house, and I'm not comparing, because that's another thing. All of these different, everybody does this, not just gay people. Every kind of group or party that you could possibly think about, they do this bullshit I'm about to tell you right now, Chris. If a criminal comes in my house, and here's the problem with gay groups and animal rights and racist groups and black power groups, you got to keep clarifying shit for these motherfuckers.
Right.
You can't never just say the truth. You can't never just say what's on your mind. But Chris, if someone comes in your house right now, And you've had money laying around, and you've had your wallet laying around, and your car keys laying around, and nothing has disappeared within the first 2 days that they've been in your house. And one day you sit down at dinner, and you guys are just talking, and the person says, well, yeah, I appreciate y'all letting me in the house. You know, I just did a 5-year bid for stealing, man. I used to go in people's house and take keys and wallets and shit, and I kind of grew past that, and you know, this is where I am today and da, 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 da. Chris, I don't give a fuck how righteous and forgiving you and your beautiful wife are. You will remove the wallet from the table. You will remove the cash from the table. You will put your keys in a secure place. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It means that you are going off your natural response to things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural instinct to things. So y'all are not going to be able to sit here and start charging, because Chris, you know what's coming. He's comparing us to gay. No, he's comparing us to criminals. No, I'm not, motherfucker. I clarified it. Listen to the podcast again. It's a natural reaction. And ain't nobody with the power, unless you got the power of God, going to change the way that I look at things. So let that man live. Let that man do what he want to do. But y'all be damned if you going to judge me for my reaction to it.
Yeah, I think most NFL guys have come out and said, or at least from little articles and stuff, that most of them don't have a problem with it, which some are just probably just saying it.
I know.
We had some last year where a guy from the Niners who was just like, I'm totally against it, and I don't want a gay person in my locker room. I was like, and you're going to get some of them people.
Yeah, he'll get in trouble for being honest, because you can't be honest when it's not time for honesty.
And then you'll have some who will be like, you know what, I don't agree with that, but he's my teammate, so it's whatever. You know, but you are going to have like them 2% who are just like, I'm totally in disagreement with it. I don't like it. Like it's some kind of like disease.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of like with black people. Oh, I got a black person next to me. I'm about to get black. Mm-hmm. Like, the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Stop with your ignorant ass. Like, you're going to catch something.
Thank you.
That shit is off the chain. I'm like, if you can't handle it, I would say move, but you can't. Fucking do your work and then leave early, I guess. I don't know.
Right. And for all of y'all want to know how you make things better in this world. It's not this over emotional, hypocritical bullshit. It is being honest within yourself and your group. As a heterosexual male, if another heterosexual male says to me, hey, I just raped this bitch, I will break his fucking jaw. My heterosexual instinct is not to say, well, that's dope because you're heterosexual. My instinct is not to co-sign. My instinct is to chastise and Chris perhaps turn his motherfucking ass in. As a heterosexual male, another heterosexual male that walks up to me, well, another male that walks up to me and say, hey, man, you know what? You know my wife. Hey, Moody, you know I got a wife. I'm like, yeah, you got a wife. Well, check it out, man. I've been hitting this other chick raw, and I got herpes, and I'm also hitting my wife raw. Chris, my instinct is to break his fucking jaw, because as a heterosexual male, I'm not going to co-sign your fuckery just because you're a heterosexual male. There's a right and there's a wrong. And then all of you groups out there, rather than you guys saying, we are together, but when you wrong, you wrong. Instead of y'all doing that, y'all co-signed all kind of fuckery in the name of your agenda. And you should be ashamed of yourself, and you will be judged. Gay, straight, whatever. Left, right, wing, whatever. You will be judged.
Oh, yeah. Let's move on to the next joint. The other big topic with Richie Incognito. I know he had his, you know, it came out early in the season and kind of went through all that quieted down, you know, with the Super Bowl and all that. Then all of a sudden, he decided he wanted to put out some tweets on Twitter going out at Jonathan Martin. You know, like, truth is going to bury you and your entire camp. You should have told the truth. I've been dragged through the mud for months by my best friend. I'm guilty of being a loyal friend and a good teammate. I apologize for my poor language and rude remarks. I never denied it. And then it's like, you know, and it's like, okay, you going in. I hope that shit turned out good news. And last Friday, it did not.
Not at all.
You know, coming out with him, two other guys. I read some of the report. I actually read some of that report. You know, kind of seeing what was going on. And I mean, you not only were messing with Jonathan Martin, you know, basically calling him, you know, saying his sister ain't shit and like, oh man, you ain't even seen the sister, but you just like, damn, I can't wait till your sister get here so I can just fuck her in the ass.
Right.
Kind of shit like that. Mm-hmm. You picking on another offensive lineman, a young guy, just basically calling him gay and just doing gay related comments at him. And then a trainer who I read was Japanese, and they start using all the, you know, negative connotations for, you know, calling him a Jap and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you just like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, wow. Like, is it that? I'm like, really? This is, you didn't think none of this was going to come out at all? Like, I get that the NFL is a little bit different than most organizations and whatever the kind of language and stuff that's can be said and is allowed. There's a little more leeway because, you know, at a regular job, this motherfucker probably not getting a job nowhere else ever again.
Mm.
But it seems to have some low leeway in the NFL locker room. But I mean, come on. Like, really? And you got two other guys with you. You're the leader of the offensive line. You know, it's a back and forth on, you know, how much is this Incognito fault? How much is this Jonathan Martin fault?
Mm.
First, I'm going to go talk about Richie Incognito. I mean, it sounds like he's been this kind of asshole from jump. He can try to play nice and say, oh, we were just joking. See, he went along with it. I'm like, it's a guy who clearly can't handle himself. He's just going along to get along.
Right.
I'm like, you're fucking with this dude on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you expect him to do? You know, and then just kind of like throwing these texts out like, oh, the truth's going to come out and you're going to look like a fool. I would not be surprised if this guy was back on the NFL field in a year or two, because America loves bullies.
Yes, they do. America is a bully.
He is a bully. I mean, you want to pick on a guy, you don't need to go that far. I mean, you pick it on a damn trainer who ain't even involved in the shit you doing.
Mm.
Like, you're just a fucking dick, man.
Yeah.
You know, the organization's terrible for letting it happen. They're clearly not on top of their game with that. So let me know how you feel about Richie Incognito.
Well, I mean, he's a dick. He's a dick. And I'm looking at this picture that has Incognito and Jonathan Martin side by side. And I'm wondering why Jonathan Martin didn't punch this fat fuck directly in his solar plex and drop him.
Right.
And just tell him, yo, don't fuck with me. You know, here's the thing about being on a team. I've been in locker rooms. I've been organized sports. I've been sponsored to go play ball. And those locker rooms get just as... I've been sponsored to kickbox, and those locker rooms are just as brutal as anybody else and as anywhere else. And a lot of the language is, what's up, faggot? Yo, you know what, man? If you do that shit again, I'm going to bang you over. Yo, where your sister at, man? I'm going to bang your fucking sister. It's that kind of shit in the locker room.
Right.
What happens is when somebody reaches their fill of your bullshit throughout the history of locker rooms, Chris, what happens is a scrap. Once again, as we move away from the foundation of what so many things should be about, men settle differences in a particular way. We don't have to agree with it. We can call it Neanderthalic. We can say whatever we want to say about it. But to be honest with you, Chris, like when you were growing up, somebody fucked with you, you tolerated X amount of it. And what did you do when you had enough of the bullshit?
Right.
You duke it out. You can't do that no more. That ain't the way. And this is where everything started going downhill. Richie Incognito, if I brung him to one of my studios, he would sit in the corner like a little bitch. And he would shut his big ass the fuck up because he might get shot in his face. And that's just real talk. Or he might get hit in the face with a concrete brick for running his mouth off. Bullies know when to go, Chris, and they know when to stop. The problem with any kind of hazing or the problem with any kind of people have been harassed in sports forever.
Oh, yeah.
You have to know when someone is defeated. The way I was raised is when a man is down and he's surrendered, the fight is over. It's over. There is no kicking a man when he's down. There's no last shot when he's down. It's the cloth that I was particularly cut from. And a lot of these older, I'm a small-time athlete. A lot of these major athletes. Chris, when a man is down, he's down. If you and I have a disagreement and you drop me and I'm down, I say, Chris, you got it. I'm down. Why would you kick me when I'm down? What kind of man are you, dude?
Right.
I'm down. If we going to go, Moody, we got any more problems? Nah, you got this one, dog. You got this one or whatever. Let me know. Nah, you got it, man. It's over with. So when you see a man that sees that he has broken somebody's spirit, it's time to leave him alone. Move on to your next victim. But what is the trait of a bully, Chris? A bully sticks with the weakness. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say this. I think I got cussed out for saying it before, but I'm going to say this with Jonathan Martin. He's weak. You like, people don't want to hear that. To a degree, he's weak for not standing up to himself. Forget professional sports. You as a man, you have to get a fine line of how much that you're going to take. So now, and this is what I'm talking about. This is what has become acceptable. Weakness has become acceptable. Now, with Jonathan Martin, I'll say this. You don't know somebody's mental condition. Chris, for all we know, Jonathan Martin might be that kind of guy when he's fed up, he'll go get an AK-47 and come kill everybody in the locker room.
Right.
It may be something about him that he knows that we don't know about him. But with that being said, you have to stand on your two feet as a man. Richie Incognito is a piece of shit. Because picking on a big old ball player is one thing. Yo, what the fuck are you harassing a trainer for?
Right.
You lucky I'm not your trainer. Because I want to tape your ankles extra hard and let you snap that bitch while you was out on the field or something. So he's a piece of shit. He's a bully. He's one of those guys that he picks on the weak and stays away from the strong. And let me tell y'all something in case y'all haven't been thinking about this. Chris, as sure as I'm sitting here talking to my brother on the Layman Brothers Sports Happy Hour, Richie Incognito has been bullied to high hell himself. He has been bullied himself. And that's where most bullied, that's where their behavior derives from. So he's a piece of shit. But Jonathan Martin needed to be strong.
He did. Yeah, Incognito, just I could totally see that being bullied, and then you just gonna retaliate. It's anything with any type of hazing. Like, you go through it and you get hazed and you like, okay, now it's my turn. Now I'm, even though that shit was, I didn't like it, what was done to me. This is, I guess, how they do it. So I'm going to just do that. I mean, I'm really surprised nobody went to management. And I know Jonathan wanted to talk about that. Now, it's this whole, like, this whole not snitching bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Snitches get stitches. I'm like, at some point, like, I do agree with you with Jonathan Martin and all people. At some point, you yourself have to stand up for, you have to stand up for yourself. You might have other people around you or family or whatever who will stand up for you. But at some point, you have to do it. And his quote that they had on there was real interesting. I don't know if you've read it or heard it yet.
No, I haven't.
His explanation that some, it says on April 22nd, 2003, he wrote to his mother, I figured out a major source of my anxiety. I'm a pushover, a people pleaser. I avoid confrontation whenever I can. I always want everyone to like me, let people talk about me, say anything to my face, and I just take it, laugh it off, even when I know they're intentionally trying to disrespect me. I mostly blame the soft schools I went to, which fostered within me a feeling that I'm a huge pussy, and as I never got into fights. I used to get verbally bullied every day in middle school and high school by kids that are half my size. I would never fight back, just get sad and feel like no one wanted to be my friend when, in fact, I was just being socially awkward. Most people in that situation are witty and quick with sarcastic replies. I never have been. I'm awkward around people a lot of time because I simply don't know how to act around them.
Right.
Now, we wondered this when all this shit first came out. And the fact that this was said, I'm like, okay. I've heard the argument that people are like, well, why don't you just hit them and get it over with?
Mm-hmm.
And my response to that could be, which I feel like I've had that. Right. I had a bully. You know, my mom tested on me this while, like second or third grade. I'm not a person who likes to get into fights and all that. And at some point, the person kept doing it, kept fucking with me. I guess, you know, I don't know if I told the teachers or whatever, but I told him to leave me alone. And after enough time, my mom was like, I just went nuts, was just whooping his ass and chased mm-hmm. his ass around the fucking field the whole day and was just whooping on his ass. And then mm-hmm. my mom came to the principal's office and like, what happened? I was like, I told him to leave me alone. He wouldn't leave me alone. So I whooped. So this is what happened. And I mean, a lot of times that's how it's got to be. This, like, look, man, I got a kid, man. I got a son. He's not a fighter like that.
Right.
You know, he's gone through, he's had told me that time, you know, some kids hit on him. And I'm, you know, I'm trying to be like, well, did you let the teachers and all of them know? And mm-hmm. part of me saying that is like, once you can't take it and you haul off on their ass, then at least you can say, I told y'all this was going down.
Right.
I warned you, like, hey, you didn't take the proper action, so I have to take it on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And with, you know, people just saying, all right, well, he should just hit him. It's like, okay, well, one, do you think that if he hit Richie Incognito, that you're assuming that Richie Incognito is going to be like, oh, okay. Oh, he got some balls. All right, I'm going to leave him alone now. Because we know there's some crazy ass people who are like, oh, shit, you want to fight now? All right, nigga, let's go. And you're like, God damn, dude, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to see somebody who's going to go to the fucking nth degree and like, I'm just going to kill his ass
mm-hmm.
and them other two because y'all wouldn't leave me the fucking alone and nobody knew. You know what I'm saying? At the soft schools. I'm like, I don't know because I'm like, I'm ready to put my kid in karate and all that now just so the fact that he knows it when he needs to, when he needs to use it, he can use it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to encourage him. I mean, my wife might be like, she's quick to be like, oh, if they hit you, sock their ass in the face.
Right.
Don't be doing that shit to my son. You know, kind of like, you know, she's an overprotective mom, as she should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, did you let him know? And if it happens again, I'm like, well, if he hits you, then you hit him. And if he hits you back in, then you hit him back in.
Mm-hmm.
And let him know, like, look, I ain't going to take no more of this bullshit. You know, I'm going to let you know. But reading his little statement, I'm like, man. First of all, don't be blaming your parents for putting you in some soft ass schools.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, man. Like, look, I got a rule with my daughter. My daughter is 11 years old. I'm a high degree martial artist, which probably doesn't matter because I got a bum knee now. So I just bite somebody in the face or something. Now, I don't know. But since my daughter was 3, we've always grappled. She was 3 years old. And I would throw her in the headlock and play with her. My daughter is already an elite gymnast, so she's incredibly strong.
Right.
You couple that with the fact that she's been trained to defend herself from a little kid. My daughter can actually seriously hurt one of her peers if she feels like she's in the corner.
Right.
So much like you said, how your queen is like, yo, somebody hit you, hit them back. My wife was very much like that. And I introduced the 3-strike rule to my wife, and I said, that's the way this household is going to be ran. My 3-strike rule for bullying is this. Now, when someone bullies you the first time, if they spit on your shirt, if they push you down, you need to get up, you need to go to an authority figure and say, listen, they spit on me, they pushed me down, I ran away, I came to you. Please deal with this. I know you want to strike back. I know you irritated. I know you got hate in your heart, but you need to get out of that situation. The second time that someone violates you, you need to take a more defensive posture and say, I don't want problems with you. Please leave me alone. You need to leave the situation. Now, with this being said, for strike one and two, if someone is literally trying to physically cause great harm to you, you have to defend yourself on the spot.
Right.
But that's really not how bullying works most of the time. Mm-hmm. So what I told my daughter is that strike, that's one, two. Once strike one, we will be alerted. We will deal with it.
Right.
Once strike two, we will escalate it. I said, baby, let me tell you something. And this is when she was 8 years old. I said, upon strike three, I don't care if the same two-strike bully just bumps into you in a hallway. This is what I want you to do. Grab the heaviest object that you can find and bust they fucking face open to the white meat. And when they fall down, jump on top of them and split they shit some more. No matter what you go through, we will be there behind you, supporting you with all of the information that said, strike one, report it, not dealt with. Strike two, report it, not dealt with. Strike three, the little girl lost her mind and went ham on that motherfucker. And you got it. See, Chris, what people are doing right now, people are like, hey, well, we got to get along to get along. The world don't work like that.
No,
man. If it worked that way, all these idealistic people, I'm idealistic as well, but I try to keep a dose of reality about myself. What Martin should have did instead of writing letters to his mommy, what he should have been like, look, Rich, I get it. Don't talk about my moms again, dog. How about, because I don't really do that shit with my moms. Yeah, fuck you, nigger. I'm going to do it. Oh, yeah, also, about that nigger thing. Let's not do that. I'm not fucking with you like that. And you know what, Chris? Upon that third strike, break his fucking face. Because you got to, that sounds brutal.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds brutal, but what is life? And you know what we're forgetting? Chris, we are forgetting our generations of kids that grew up that are strong now. We're forgetting the struggle. We're acting like right now, there are no levels of life that you got to, bullying is a part of life.
Yep.
We're trying to eliminate bullying completely, meaning that we are raising a bunch of kids that are not prepared for adversity.
Right.
Bullying is a part of life, but you got to give people strikes. So with the incognito thing, he pussy. He a millionaire football player. He couldn't sit with me and mine for a night. Hey, Chris, my dudes will be driving his Bentley up and down Cascade Road in Atlanta. And Richie will be sitting in the street like, hey, Moody, do you think they're going to bring it back? Like, I don't really know. I don't really know, my man. So the Martin guy, all he had to do was toughen up. Because the most that you're going to take in practice is a good ass whipping.
Yeah.
But men have forgotten how to get their asses kicked because, Chris, look where we at right now. I could get on Twitter right now and be a tough guy. Everybody's real tough and real opinionated on Twitter.
Yeah, they are.
You know, those same people won't sit in front of your face when they know that you can be potentially dangerous. They won't sit in front of your face and say the things that they say. So Martin has to toughen up. This motherfucker's writing letters to his mama?
Yeah, it was a text like a year ago. And it's like, you can't, did you bring this to your parents? Now, if you brought this to your parents saying, hey, in junior high school, I'm getting bullied and, you know, they're not at least trying to give you some guidance on how to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just like, all right, I just laugh it off. I mean, there's some stuff that you just have to learn and every time, you know, it's like being, when you're a black person, if a white person's right. Going to say some fucked up shit to you, you can't automatically just haul off on them every time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to
mm-hmm.
just, you have to learn that so you know when to pick your battles.
Yeah.
Even when you're dealing with fucking other black people, you're like, okay, let me try to get the fuck out of here before this shit get real serious.
Yeah, I do it every day.
Right. You'd be like, I'm
every day.
I ain't mm-hmm. shit. Whatever. I'm a puss. Okay, fine. I am. Sorry. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That, yeah, whatever. That's just okay. I'll take that home with me. Yeah. If that's the way you feel. All right. And I'm like, fuck it. Cause I'm like, you just want to start some shit. You got an itch that you just want. I feel like starting some shit. Maybe I feel like pulling my gat out and killing somebody today.
Exactly.
I'm like, shit.
Hey, Chris, really, I'm going to do this super duper quick. I was with my daughter at Walmart a couple of months ago. And, you know, we're going through Walmart and bumped into one of her coaches from gymnastics. So the coach had two kids with her. Said, we're going over here to get these colors for this and that. So my daughter said, can I go with them? I said, yeah, yeah, go ahead. I'll just get my stuff. So she goes with her coach, and I got my card. So I don't know what I did to this dude, but whatever I did to him, he's like, yo, what was it about? Oh, you know what I did? I went and got my stuff and went to pay for it, and there were all these open things, but I cut in front of him not realizing that some of them were closed. Like, you know, the automated pay things?
Right.
Some of them they weren't working. I didn't recognize that. So I walked by him thinking they were open when they weren't. So he was like, yo, you don't see me standing there? I was like, excuse me? He was like, and I'm not a guy that really people attest like that, but just off appearance. But he obviously he didn't give a fuck. He was like, yo, I said, nah. I said, hey, brother, I didn't even know they was broke. I pulled my stuff off the thing. I stepped back. I said, go ahead, bro. I didn't even know that, my man. I would have never stepped in front of you like that. Nah, just go ahead and ring your shit up, motherfucker. You in a rush? I'm like, Nah, bro. You know, I cut in front of you, and that's wrong. I already sized him up. Right. I already can smell him. I already know what it is. So I'm like, okay. Do your thing, my man. I said, okay, that's what's up. So anyway, he goes and he pays for his stuff, and then he cuts his eye back at me. And now another dude walks up out of the blue, and they talking, they looking back at me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to fuck some people up. So I said, okay, cool. No problem. So another lady leaves her thing. I pay for my stuff, blah, 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 blah. These dudes, I'm walking to the front. I said, I'll go put the stuff in the car. I'll come sit in the car till the coach calls me and go get AJ. He's like, yeah, oh, pussy-ass motherfucker. Motherfuckers think because they big, they can't get shot out this bitch. And I turned around and said, y'all shooting? Hey, ain't nobody say nothing to you, dog. I was like, okay, cool. So, Chris, what I did, I went to my car, sat in the car. These are two bullies.
Right.
You know what they did when they came out? It took them about 90 seconds. They was looking in every direction to see if I was out there. See, that kind of behavior, aggressive people like that are usually terrified of something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what bullying is all about. It is a terrified person picking out a weak link to make themselves feel superior. With that being said, I just sat in the car and watched him walk away. Now, a couple of years ago, it would have been different.
Right.
But what do you tell my wife? Your husband's arrested or dead because two wannabe thug niggas was talking shit? This is the real world. This is the real world. You have to learn to be patient, especially as a quote unquote African American. You got to learn to be extra patient.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are a guy on a football team that is getting bullied, you have to tell people, don't fuck with you or I'll break your face. And at the worst part, I'm telling you, if Incognito beats Martin's ass, I'm telling you, Chris, he doesn't fuck with him to the same degree as he was doing it before. I'm just going off of stats. He's going to kind of ease off a little bit. Like, wait a minute, I got somebody that's willing to fight back.
Right.
And if they had kept that going in that locker room, sooner or later, it would have been another player, more than likely black, that would have been bullying Incognito.
Right.
So shame on Miami. Shame on all of these retards in the locker room. Shame on Martin. And especially shame on Incognito and whoever else is down with the bullying shit.
Yeah, because this locker room shit and, you know, that piece coming out that they thought he was, I think when it first reported that he was like an honorary black dude and people started questioning,
right,
you know, Jonathan Martin blackness. I'm like, the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, so which just, that's the definition of blackness? It's toughness, because the funny thing to me that came out with this story, and I still haven't heard it or seen it, and I heard another sportscaster mention this. He was like, I find it very ironic that not one time either another commentator or on the paper has mm-hmm. called Incognito a thug.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were like, now, if this guy, if Richard Incognito was, if situation was reversed, he'd have been the thug the minute the report came out.
Absolutely.
He's a thug, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? I'm like, we either got to be either thugs or we just bitches.
Yeah, we thugs and we bitches.
It gets tired, man. Like, why can't I just be like, look, just because I don't feel like getting into violence don't mean that I can't stand up for myself. I just don't feel like getting into no bullshit.
Right. And I agree with you. I mean, listen, I get in the back of my mind, I've really been feeling as if Martin was really the kind of guy that'd kill a bunch of motherfuckers. I think really like somewhere in the back of my mind, I kept thinking about that. I said, because it's those guys like that, that take a lot of abuse and then they snap.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe he knows that. So, but still, you got to find a way to toughen yourself up. They have animals at every element. They have non-poisonous snakes that can mimic a poisonous snake stance just to get you up off them, dude.
Right.
They know that once you pop them, they know they ain't got no venom, but they present themselves to you a certain way. We have to learn how to get people up off of us. And so this whole thing is ridiculous, but at the end of the day, once again, it is the willingness of our society to soften everything up. I've heard some sportcasters say, yeah, you should have punched him in the mouth. Because there's some guys that have said that.
Yeah.
No, if you have a problem, punch him. But now when we say that, Chris, we are barbaric. Well, shit, if we barbaric now, we've been barbaric. America's barbaric.
Right.
You gotta learn how to stand up for yourself, man.
Yeah, because I totally feel if at some point he had hit him and what came out was, oh, two of Miami Dolphin players got into a fight.
Right.
And his brother punched this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And no other part of the story came out.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jonathan Martin would be like, oh, why he punch him? Was that even necessary and all that shit?
Mm-hmm. You got to take that. So you got to deal with it then. Just do it that way.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to like, all right, do what you got to do. But yeah, don't go full extreme. Because, I mean, yeah, if you've been taking this crap since like junior high school and now it's affecting your actual job to a point where you may not get hired in another locker room.
Right.
Because they feel like, well, dude's not going to stand up for himself.
Right. And that means a lot in sports. We forgot the next thing. I'm telling you, dude, in a couple of years, I promise you, every basketball, baseball, and football uniform going to be pink. And if you give us another 5 years, football, the quarterback is going to get a flag like he does in practice. And in order to sack the quarterback in the actual game, you're going to have to grab the flag because we don't want to hurt the quarterback. That is where sports are going. And we sit here year after year. You know, Chris, do you remember every season they show some footage of two guys scrapping in practice? They show that every year.
Yeah.
That's a high testosterone sport. So, you know, look, Martin, I hope that I'm happy he wasn't suicidal, because if he was, he would have hurt himself by now.
Yeah, I'm glad of that, too.
Cognito ain't no different than a lot of people, but white people don't have to deal with the thug title. Shit, Michael Dunn is a thug.
Yep.
George Zimmerman is a thug. So they don't have to deal with those terminologies and those titles. So we know what Incognito is. We know what Martin is. But at the end of the day, Martin is going to come out with a worse reputation than Incognito. Now, Incognito stuff could be career ending, but there's always going to be a contingent of society that's like, yeah, well, they just got rid of him because he was a man. But Martin, no matter what locker room he walks into from now on, he's going to be that soft guy.
Yep.
And a lot of that is going to come back on him, no matter how you cut it, slice it, or dice it.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's sad, but that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sure to check us out on blackisonline.com.
I know we running, but shit, let's see what else we got. Since I know we was talking about motherfuckers who got problems trying to get ass and want to rape chicks.
Oh, Lord.
This Darren Sharper nigga, I mean, I didn't see that shit coming. Well, the report came out that he was, you know, he might get charged. And then all of a sudden it was like, wow, he got two charges of rape in L.A., supposedly drugging chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is going on in multiple states. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. 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 Where are they at now with that? Because, see, I've always had a problem with when athletes or entertainers are accused of something, because we kind of know how that works a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have seen from the last time I was up on this, it's kind of really looking like there may be some legitimacy to what dude is doing. And I don't want to Chris, that's a slippery slope, because I am one of the few guys in the world that says, as bipolar as Mike Tyson is, not sure if he actually raped somebody. You know, and if I was going to say anybody did it, I probably would say Mike, actually, because he's fucking crazy. Well, he was crazy.
Right.
Athletes, and the fact that being a whore nowadays is celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
It's respected. It is something that the little girls can look up to. Superhead is on the same level as Michelle Obama nowadays. I don't know, but let me tell you something. I hope there's some way that a $1 million athlete like this did not lower himself to that standard where he could bang anybody at any time that he wants to bang.
Yeah, I'm pretty shocked. I'm looking at it now just to pull it up. Mm. He's charged with 7 felony drug and rape counts in connection with 2 separate incidents. He's convicted. He faces 30 years in prison. He's 38.
Mm.
Also under investigation in at least 3 other states, Louisiana, Arizona, Nevada, for allegedly drugging women, waiting until they passed out to sexually assault them. I'm like, man, is it really? Is it that hard? Well, one, I'm like, is it that hard? Which is, it shouldn't be for an NFL guy. And two, I'm like, something happened to you early on in your life,
right?
Where you feel like I need to have some kind of power and control.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you just like, I just want some ass, I just ain't getting some ass. Okay, that still ain't right. But I mean, if you got to the point where I got to drug a chick,
yeah,
and then I'm a fucking dude, you are like one of the lowest of the low.
I don't know. Is there anything concrete in this case yet?
Well, he hasn't been found guilty yet. He's just been charged.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he used some kind of date rape drug. Yeah, some press release in L.A. County DA's office. He invited women he met West Hollywood nightclub to his hotel, gave them each a shot of alcohol, which then caused them to both pass out.
Mm.
He said Jane, number one, allegedly woke up naked hours later with Sharper sexually assaulting her. Second woman allegedly woke up and interrupted his actions. I'm like, God damn, bro.
Yeah. You know what, man? With cases like this, they're so delicate, Chris, because they I think this is why a lot of good women that were in an unfortunate position are unfortunately be raped by a scumbag.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is why they don't come forward. Bad women have made it hard for real victims of crimes. Because like right now, you can just say, I remember being on the road and I remember us doing certain things with chicks. And then we like, yo, y'all got to bounce. Because they may have thought they were staying or something. And I just remember being places and chicks like, oh, man, you know, you done tore their ass up. You done passed them around like a blunt. Yeah, I did that, y'all. What do y'all want from me? I was young, you know what I mean? Don't judge me. But at the end of the day, Chris, I remember certain chicks like, oh, I got to go? Yeah, you know, we got shit to do. Oh, it's like that. So y'all going to fuck me? Oh, word? I see what you're saying. How long y'all going to be here again? Y'all motherfuckers going to die tonight. I remember shit like that.
Oh, yeah. I know that goes on.
So, what? Once again, the whore culture has made it impossible for innocent woman who has had to suffer through an actual rape or actual drugging. It's made it hard for her to step up because she understands that if she said, imagine a 9-to-5 worker versus the money of a pro athlete.
Right.
You know, and she's like, I got raped. But if I say I did, I'm going to come across as a whore. But he raped me. The whole, you got women now that just lay down. They like, yo, I'm getting pregnant. I'm going to say I'm, if he don't get me pregnant, I'm going to say he raped me. So that with that case with Sharper, Chris, please, if he's guilty, let's burn him. But maybe we should wait a little bit and let some stuff come up because it's just too scandalous nowadays.
No, I feel you. It's, you know, you got to almost wait until it, till it really hits. Mm. But I would say for shit like that, I'm like, it ain't never that fucking pussy ain't that damn good. I'm sorry. It's great, but I'm like, yeah, I'm not drugging you and all of that and forcing it just to get some. I'm like, I don't need to nut that bad.
Right, right.
But shit, speaking of this whorish ways, I thought about it last week and I know I was like, God, I wish you should. Moody Hat was on this topic, but what's your take on all these goddamn players and some celebrities that seem cool with doing this, what I call fucking team leave it in? They just,
And
the fact is, like, somebody do like we were talking about earlier, these dudes have, you already have a quote unquote number one chick in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You could be your wife or your main chick, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you just go up and seat up some other woman, man.
Yeah, I was on a show with KC.
Mm-hmm.
And I right now, while we're in the heat of this one, I can't particularly tell you which one it was, but I was on a show and I told her, it's a simple explanation for this, Chris. Men are the new groupies.
I remember that one.
Yeah, men are the new groupies, man. We the new what guys used to call bitches. We are the new thirsty, want to share what everybody else has had. Men have become the new whores. And then, when you think about it, celebrity males, their thirsty level has went to, I started calling it crunchy because I was like, thirst is not a good definition of these guys no more. They're just... They have no foundation. They have no basis. Just if you drop them, they'll crumble. Ludacris, Dwayne Wade.
Mm, now Paul George. And
Paul George. Look, Reggie Bush. What's the little boy that I mean, he could play, but Chris Humphreys.
Yeah.
All these guys, they didn't do the same thing, but they chase after the same thing. Men are the new groupies now. You have to look what men have done to taking a break. Now, what taking a break used to mean, hey, we may be getting a little too heavy. We're starting not to see eye to eye. Maybe we just need some time apart and just to make sure that this is what we're supposed to be doing. Now, everybody knew when a man said taking a break, everybody knew he was getting some ass. Like, I mean, 90% of men was anyway.
Right.
Everybody knew that a high percentage of women, because I would say more women that say they're taking a break, I would say more percentage of women may not go sleep with somebody.
Right.
Like a break may really be a break. But then you got a high, now with the new whore phase, the new whore phenomenon.
Right.
Now when women take a break, they going to fuck too. So here's the thing. Now taking a break means I'm going to take a break from you to have unprotected sex with a slut.
Yeah. Sad.
Wait a minute, Moody. How could you call these women sluts? Well, if I know Dwayne Wade is banging Gabrielle Union, I know he's not using a condom. So, and Dwayne Wade is a pro ball player, so I'm pretty sure he's had his share. I'm going to lay up under Dwayne Wade, not because of love, not because of lust. I need that 18-year lottery. You know what that is, right?
Of course I do.
I need that 18-year lottery. I am willing to risk dangerous diseases, scandal, and everything to be financially secure for 18 years. Men are the new groupies. Ludacris, Dwayne Wade, Paul George?
Yeah, Paul George, Susan.
I mean, the nigga with two first names, though, you expect him to do some dumb shit. I mean, like, you know, all that Paul George and, you know, and Ralph Keith and all and shit like that, you expect them not to be too bright. But these guys are the new females.
Yeah, it makes me sick on both ends because, one, I'm like, with Gabriel Union's case, I didn't feel as I felt bad because I don't like mm-hmm. seeing people getting cheated on, but I didn't feel as bad for her because I'm like, you was fucking him when he was married.
Yeah, Gabby, like, that's just karma.
Right. It's not like, you know, okay, he's been going through a divorce with his wife, and mm-hmm. then we find out, okay, y'all been seeing each other. You're like, okay, well, he's clearly been moving on, so all right. But it was like, oh, he fucking her, and it was supposedly a secret, and then like 5 years later, it was like, oh, okay, now I'm going to get a divorce.
Right.
You're like,
right.
The fuck? You know, showing her crazy butt. Mm-hmm. It, you know, it taints, you know, good to their PR team, because I'm like, he was putting out that I'm, you know, that father raising my sons and trying to be a good guy. Look, niggas making all that money, they going to be fucking.
Yeah.
They got hoes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know a lot of women out there, maybe who are genuine, you know, want a guy who, you know, like, hopefully he going to treat me right. Probably mm-hmm. not. I mean, you just mm-hmm. have to go in there and do that. But I'm like, just you go to these spots where these guys are.
Right.
You see your competition there because it's probably like 30 of y'all mm-hmm. wearing some short ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, God damn. And then you get seated up and you throw it in. Because I saw where I think that was Paul George, where I don't know if it was true or not, but he supposedly was trying to slide her $1 million to get an abortion.
Yeah, yeah, I heard about that.
And she, I guess, when I had on her Instagram before, this thing like, it's a girl, and had balloons saying it's a girl, like, nigga. And then, you know, I've heard some shit. I heard a difficult topic, and it's all good, mm-hmm. where they were like, man, Dwayne Wade's stupid. Who the fuck is this chick he fucking? Mm-hmm. And then they see the picture of the girl, and they're like, oh, well, I see why. And I'm like, she ain't that damn fine. I was like, she's not that fine.
She is fine, but Chris,
she ain't
she's
fine.
A whore.
She not garnishment my check for 18 years fine.
Right, but she's a whore. That like why do we like why are people Chris? She's a whore. When you sleep under somebody for a paycheck, you're a whore. Mm-hmm. She didn't have no emotional connection to Dwayne Wade. That because we would have already found that out by now. Don't you think that she would have been like, well, you guys don't know. Y'all are calling me this and that, but you guys don't understand. Me and Dwayne have been messing around for years. She didn't say that. She's somebody that saw a paycheck. And these guys are out. Dwayne Wade should be ashamed, and let me tell you why. He's been in the league long enough to know better.
Yeah.
He's not a new guy. He's not some young kid that just got in the league from bumfuck Alabama, and it's the first time he's seen women with long hair. Dwayne Wade is a two-time NBA world champion. Dwayne Wade is going to end up on some 60, 70, or 80 greatest NBA players list. Right. He's been there, seen it, done it. Dwayne Wade especially. Ludacris, especially, they should be ashamed of themselves. These are whores. Chris, let's not mince words.
No, they whores. There's men and women whores. It's like you can be.
They're both of them. Yeah, they are men and women whores. In this day and age, where you can kiss somebody on the mouth and get herpes simplex 35, for you to stick anything in. Anything unprotected, nowadays you're going home to your husband or wife and kind of leery.
Right.
They're groupies. These men are groupies.
Yeah, and it's like with the amount of ass y'all get, don't you want to be safe? Like, you know there's chicks out there that do this.
Right.
We've heard the stories of like, oh, well, they take the nut, put it in the turkey base and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know, I'm at the point where I'm like, you know, pull out. I'm like, it's better to just be safe. That way you can take the condom with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you rich, so what? You put it in your pocket. You can buy a fucking another $100 pair of pants.
Right.
Nobody cares. I'm like, you know, you want to go raw and take that risk? All right, nigga, pull the fuck out.
Right.
Nut on her ass. Go get your shirt.
Mm.
Wipe that shit off.
Mm.
And just be like, yeah, I'm wearing my cum stain shirt back to my house.
Right.
Because I don't want to leave that shit with you because I don't trust your ass.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, if you don't trust her, wear a fucking condom.
Mm-hmm.
Or two or whatever. Like, it ain't that hard. You can afford it. And you got kids. Because I'm like, now you're going to bring in this fucking child into this world. Mm-hmm. Where it feels like more than likely all you're going to do is make sure that kid is financially taken care of. And that's it.
Right. Right.
And now we got another kid who we hear he don't know his daddy and all that shit. But being raised by some angry mother.
I want to know what's wrong with condoms. Condoms are awesome.
Yeah. To me, you get to last longer because shit, you get that feel. You're going to end it real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't, these guys are, they are groupies. And there's no way, and see, this is a part of that worship culture that, you know, it's always been a battle of mine. Do athletes and entertainers have to be role models? And I've always said, no, I've always said, you know, it's a personal thing,
right?
It's not something that society should be able to place on you. It's something that you have to take upon yourself.
Right.
So no, they don't. We're not telling the head guy of IT for IBM to be a role model. You know, we're not telling the guy that puts together the transit system to be a role model. It's because we don't worship them, because as a society, we love having people's dicks in our mouths. So these guys, they shouldn't have to be my role model. But if I'm a parent, they're not going to be my kids' role models. And even if they are, my kids are going to have a great understanding of who they are. So, but what we do, we put the onus on these guys to raise our kids. How long is it going to take you people to realize that entertainers and athletes and high profile people are pieces of shit just like everybody else? They just have more money. They just have more money. They do things work. Chris, let me tell you, Dwayne Wade and Paul George, they probably have committed relationship atrocities beyond what me and you can do.
Oh, of course.
Because they got black cards in their wallets that's holding about $10 million on it.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, because we love celebrity vagina and penis in our mouths, we love for these people to dictate and lead how we're going to treat things and how we're going to raise our kids and how we're going to live our lives. These guys are dirtbags. Ludacris can take, well, we're not talking about entertainment. We're not talking about rappers. Dwayne Wade or Paul George could have took a break from their women and laid down with a woman that you know better than me, Chris, 1,000 other athletes have ran through already.
Mm-hmm.
And Dwayne Wade could have brung that delightful package of HIV back to Gabrielle Union.
Yep.
And here is Gabrielle Union, much like in Alicia Keys. Here she is. I'm going to stand by my man. You ain't got no choice. She was already banging him.
Right.
You already low standard as is. But, you know, Gabrielle is being praised for sticking by her man. How ironic is that?
That shit to me is just like, well, you can do that in the immediate. Like, mm-hmm. Once the news come out, you can say, oh, I'm not leaving. I'm going to stand by him. You're like, okay. And then, like, 3 months later, you're like, all right, I'm out.
Right. Exactly.
Like, you have to do it right then and there. Like, oh, shit, I found out. Like, yeah, I know your ass found out. Like, we find out because the baby's here.
Mm-hmm.
Your ass probably knew that shit, like, 6 months ago.
Right.
Like, you was like, oh, shit. Your ass got a child coming. Ain't that a bitch?
You know what's funny? If Casey Lehman, or if Mrs. Moody, if they stick by a Chris or a Moody while we're struggling, let's just say that we're not making any money. Let's just say that we're trying to get things right. You know what people are telling them, Chris? They'd be like, man, you sticking with him for what, girl? Well, he's a good man. He's a good family man. He's a good Girl, you tripping. As fine as you are, you tripping. But you know what, though, Chris? All you need is a paycheck. And a woman will automatically be justified for standing by your side.
Yep.
All you need is a goddamn paycheck. And everything. Cookie Johnson got HIV, and I don't think Magic, he's a basketball player, but this is probably something that their case was a rare one. But it don't take nothing but money to go, oh, I got his back. I got him. I support what he's doing, da-da-da-da-da. It doesn't take a lot. Celebrities can beat their wives.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities can do whatever they want to do because we suck celebrity dick, Chris.
We got they back. I mean, same shit with this. This Woody Allen shit that's starting to, you know, with his daughter coming out and saying what she said
mm-hmm.
about his shit. And, you know, it's always been a rumor. It's been out there. And now that she said it, it's like, why is she coming out with this now? And, you know, she's wrong for it. I'm like, if this shit is what really went down.
Right.
The fuck?
Yes.
He's like, oh, well, just because he's a great director. I'm like, okay. This nigga know how to make movies.
Well he's also white. Now, let's not, I don't want to pull his race card, but. Let's remember there's a difference between R. Kelly peeing on kids and Woody Allen raping babies.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and it's color. It's all color. I mean,
she got to come with like full on evidence, videotape, all of mm-hmm. that shit.
She need Jesus. Jesus got to testify in court.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what it is. We worship celebrity. They can do no wrong in our eyes. And so they can play this game of Russian roulette. I am afraid to hug another woman nowadays for fear that she may have a rash on her neck or something. And I'll bring the rash back to the house. So
right.
We're a celebrity worship and culture. And at the end of the day, that's what we're going to be. That's who we are. And we'll forgive him and we'll forgive everybody else.
Yeah, that's what we'll do, unfortunately. Yeah. And everybody, we all forget about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Can we talk about the shoving of the fan? I mean, hell, we've been on here so long, that ain't gonna hold nothing back.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah. I was wondering about that one. Now, we can put that in there. Yeah, that Marcus Smart spent 3 games, you know, pushing the Texas Tech fan. When it happened, of course, you're like, oh, you can't do that as a athlete.
Right.
It's never gonna be accepted, you know, unless this motherfucker just come out and, like, grabs you.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you know, you can't touch a fan. I get that. And he owned up to it, which was good. You know, like, okay. But I seen tweets from other college guys or guys who I guess went to the pros who were like, yeah, I know him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does that.
Oh.
It hasn't come out a lot, but I've seen a couple of tweets where players are like, this is a known Texas Tech fan. Like, this is what this guy does. This is an antagonizer. This is one of them fans who will say whatever the fuck he got to say to get under your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And he must have said something off. I don't think he just said, oh, you ain't nothing for Marcus Smart to push him.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, he said something. I don't know if it was race related or about his mama. I don't know. But he said something to have this kid come out and just straight mush him.
I remember seeing, and I think you're going to know this better than me. I think I was watching the Fab Five documentary.
Okay.
Is it Fab Five, Chris, or am I thinking of something else where they were talking about some of the racism on the road?
Oh, no, I think that was a Fab Five.
Yeah, and so you got to keep your hands to yourself. Well, you know what we talked about earlier, and you are the one that presented it. You said, yo, to be honest with you, as a black person, you got to know how to keep your cool, man. Like, yo, you gotta learn how to keep your cool under certain circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And that applies to that young man right there. I don't doubt for a minute that if you go to a Duke, North Carolina, Alabama, can we go on? Wisconsin?
Yeah.
I don't doubt for a minute in college ball that there are more niggas thrown around than a Gucci Man album.
Oh, I believe it.
I don't doubt it for a minute, but Wilt Chamberlain, who's the Bill Russell.
Right.
Some of the greats. Chris, this is one of the first shows I've been on. And thank you for having me again. Of course. This is one of the first shows that I've been on that everything that we've talked about comes right back around to one thing. It is the pussification and it is the ego-driven society that we have chosen to embrace and put in the forefront. Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, Jackie Robinson. We can continue to run a list down of athletes that had to endure things that these kids can't even fathom.
Right.
And their form of militancy was to do well when you talk about some of these legends.
Yeah.
It wasn't to lash out, although in those times they probably could not have lashed out. It could have been physically, you know, could have resulted in bad things. But these kids don't have it, dude. They don't have the moxie. If you're out of bounds and some chubby redneck is saying, yeah, nigger, you know what you need to do? You need to get up and walk to the ref like, are you guys allowing the fans to call us niggers? Is that what you're doing? I need to know.
Right.
And walk away. But Chris, our young men react with, no disrespect to my queens out there, but our young men react with a feminine energy now for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was wrong. I'm not, because he has more to lose than the dude.
Yeah.
And you know what's real funny? I guarantee you that university, they probably fund that guy to be places.
Oh, he's a full-on, like, it sounds like he just goes to all their games, home and mm-hmm. road, and him saying, like, well, I'll choose to sit out some if they need me. I'm like, they need to just do that anyway. They'd be like, all right, man, you can't come back for, like, 3 games or something. Like, right. If he's going to be suspended 3 games, then you need to be suspended 3 games.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And he's an adult.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He's an adult talking to a 19-year-old kid or something like that.
Yeah. All the young brothers that listen to the Lehman Brothers, which you should be listening for Premium Sports every week. Let me explain something to y'all. I hope that this podcast today, I hope it opened your eyes so you can see what's being done to you, what people are attempting to do to you, and what you have to do to keep moving it forward. Things are not what they used to be. It is ridiculous that we should tell an 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kid, play this game. You cannot be paid for your efforts. Make this university a bunch of money. But by the way, if you should happen to be called a nigger, swallow it. You got to swallow that. Well, I know that you can't afford a sandwich. I know that if the coach buys you a sandwich, he'll get in trouble. There'll be an NCAA investigation.
Right.
But look, bitch, you are here to earn us anywhere between $20 and $60 million a year. So, or more. So, you tolerate what they're dishing out all for the sake of a free $100,000 education. It's a crazy system. It's something that is not fair to the kids. But at the same time, Chris, Lord knows. That little boy that pushed that man, he needed to sit down and talk to Bill Russell. Maybe he can get a good perspective on what it really is to be tolerant.
No, he does. He does have to look at it and just understand that's something you can't do. And he owned up to it, like I said, and which was good for him. It just brings more into the question of what are we allowing these fans to get away with and say on these courts, in the stands, just saying whatever they want to say to rile somebody up.
Right, right. Bloody murder. Well, they get away with bloody murder.
They do.
Yeah, bloody murder. So, you know.
All right, man. Yeah, well, thanks for coming on, dude. We appreciate it. Go ahead and give out your all your information.
All right, well, family, you guys should really know how to find me if you listen to my bro, and you listen to my little sister and all of the incredible product that comes out of the Black Is brand. But just in case you don't, in case you just started listening to podcasts or something, Stitcher, iTunes, mynextdoorneighbor.com, Podbay, wherever you listen to the Black Is podcast, please go to that same site and put in Mr. Moody's Neighborhood. We operate under the banner of Indian Radio, but still technically you can find us by using Mr. Moody's Neighborhood. We have 4 shows a week. on Monday. It's a show of motivation. It's called Hood Love Mondays. It's some real serious motivation that everybody needs. So if you want to be inspired and picked up on a Monday, check us out. On Tuesday, we have our brand new product, which is Jeff is Moody Sports News and Entertainment Hour, which I will talk about sports, not as well as the layman's do, but I will sarcastically talk about sports for 3 minutes and talk about everything else for four, and then drink a beer and get the fuck out of there. On Wednesday, we have our classical music show, which is, and when I say classical, y'all, I mean the throwback joints. We have Super Sevens for y'all, seven joints from back in the day, or even seven present day joints that you guys can embrace and make. We love to make you reminisce. And on Friday, it's our flagship show, Mr. Moody's Neighborhood, featuring the 5050s and DJ Naturelle. Real talk, y'all, uncensored, adult only. Follow me on Twitter at Mr. Moody's Hood. And Chris, once again, bro, thank you so much for having me on. About time you and Jonathan start paying attention to my goddamn applications I've been sending in there.
Yeah, man, I feel you. It's been long overdue. We've been trying to get all the Skype and all that situation straightened out. So now that we finally got it on, this won't be the last time you'll be on the show. That's what's up.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I probably am going to be, as expected, probably the first guest that made this shit go part one and two.
That's all good, man. It's all good.
All right, family.
All right, man. Well, yeah, you can, you know, you can find us at Stitcher, like you said, Stitcher and iTunes. Just look for Black Ears. You can also go to our website, blackearsonline.com. If y'all want to hit us up, leave us any comments or feedback. We appreciate it. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, at Brothers Layman, or voicemail 323-455-4219. We thank y'all for tuning in to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Boom.
Ziggy, 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 ziggy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 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 I walk through brick walls, fuck around, hijack your whole shopping mall. I be ripping shit, that's my word, bond. Scream, then I watch the whole planet Earth respond. Do just what you're told, the remote control. Crash course your shit, you know how we roll. When I tumble and drive, then you reply. My, 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 my. Yo, I execute all plans. When I've been two bitches for me and my man. Hot, breaking full, hot for my fans. In return, niggas give me the hot sound stand. Hot, strike matches, golden egg hatches. Request line is open, send all your faxes. Reach the flows with no rehearsing. Roller skate backwards when the beat start reversing. Just so rap, you make people start cursing. Flows contradict worse than the King James version. Turn on your mic, but your shit will stop working. Beats rooted out your whole rhyme, your head hurting. Broomsticks and witches from rags to riches. Wicked mad love with y'all niggas to burn britches. Amateur, why won't you look right at the calendar? Ain't matter of time before I start to damage her. Soul starving to just bust my rhyme caliber. Consecutive tip wounds like a nigga stabbing ya. Yo, my whole team get wild cream. Politicking every move to the extreme. So hardcore like Rick Draw McGraw. Fuck what you heard, you ain't heard this before. So hardcore like Rick Draw McGraw. Fuck what you heard, you ain't heard this before. Hardcore like Rick Draw McGraw. Fuck what you heard, you ain't heard this before. So hardcore like Rick Draw McGraw. Fuck what you heard, you ain't heard this before. Yo, I come right through the door with rhymes galore, bust around the ambassador. Explore my metaphor, you beg for more. Hardcore, see, we are surely insecure. I said my whole squad of niggas come through and break them all. My family type more than connect four. I come through and create the masterpieces. Bend your mind with rhyme telekinesis. Yo, I will break shit down. Lost the fair flow will blast like a 4 pound. Right before I hit you off with my vaccine. Starch, carbohydrates, lots of protein. Maxine, baby girl, yo, I hope your ass clean. Magazine front and fly lips is lime green. Yo, every time, yo, I'm on the scene. I beam the lights and watch who will reign supreme.
Yes, you know when I keep it coming. Ooh. Blow the fourth, make it resort to handcuffing. Bounce on the beat and watch how they can work it. Fuck round, making your speaker short circuit. This heavyweight tip the scale on the triple beam. Bust the rhyme blast and still bang the mainstream. Wow, I had to make you all mad. Hit you off, get the loot, bounce to Trinidad. Now I see your bitch, nigga sounding so soft. Make a nigga call quick and then turn your ass off. Extra raw lay on your back, get on the floor. Bust the rhyme, got the headline the whole tour. Cause we're so hardcore like Grit Jaw McGraw. Fuck what you heard, you ain't heard this before. So hardcore like Grit Jaw McGraw. Fuck what you heard, you ain't heard this before. Hardcore like Grit Jaw McGraw. Fuck what you heard, you ain't heard this before. So hardcore like Grit Jaw McGraw. Fuck what you heard, you ain't heard this before.